In the past, Wisconsin has not required towns and villages with populations under 5,000 to maintain voter registration records. A federal law that took effect this year changed that for about 1,500 municipalities. Now they'll have to ask residents for a driver's license number or a state-issued ID number if they register on Election Day. Precincts will also let people give the last four digits of their Social Security numbers. That last option was added just recently by the Wisconsin Elections Board. Spokesman Kyle Richmond says the idea was to keep from turning people away at the polls.
I think there's a line that the board's trying to walk, and you know, given a choice, it decided to err on the side of being a little more lenient for this election.
But the Republican candidate for governor says offering that exception in April may end up creating confusion in the fall elections. Green Bay Congressman Mark Green says that's because using the last four digits of someone's Social Security number does not fully comply with federal law, and probably won't work come this November.
The Elections Board, by their decision, may have thrown thousands of voters into confusion this fall. They will show up to vote. They'll be taking time out of their busy schedule. They will go there, present their name, and suddenly discover that they are not on the rolls for voter registration purposes.
However, Richmond says the board wanted to prevent that same kind of confusion when people head to the polls Tuesday. He says the state will follow up with people who come to the polls with only their Social Security number to try to get more information from them at a later date. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.